Thank the Lord this morning for his goodness to me. I stepped up here on my weak knee. It's not weak anymore. The muscles aren't as strong, but there's no pain. I knelt to pray, and there's a soreness on my skin, but there's no pain in my knees. God is very, very good. We want to speak this morning. The Lord was talking to me through the week about our expectations for this new year. We all went through a year last year. We went through some things, didn't we? There were some things that we that were very hard for us. There were some things and victories that we won. There was places where we could have done better. And there were places that we learned. And there are some things that we went through that we probably think, I hope I never have to go through that again. Then there are other things that we went through and we thought, if it could always be this easy, the Lord is just good. So our expectations for this new year, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and you know how far those go. I've made some myself down through the years. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But we find out that we don't have much strength to carry them through. We don't have much of what we need to do it. And many times the things that we ask for, we're asking a little bit amiss. It maybe isn't the right kind of things to be asking for. Many times we ask for things to make our life easier. But God may not desire for our life to be easier. He may desire that we rise to the challenges of the life that we have. And he may be wanting to help us to do that. And our things that we're asking for are to make that all go away so that we can have it easier. So our expectations from God. What are our expectations from God? Well, in Hebrews 13 and 8, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, we believe that God's going to be the same this year as he was last year. Yes, amen. That he's going to help us through the same things this year that he did last year. He's going to be right there to help us no matter what. He doesn't change. We are thoroughly convinced in our minds that God does not change. That he is always the same. Isn't that a wonder? So we expect that from him. That's an expectation we have of God this year. That everything is going to be the same. That he's not going to suddenly change and be a different God. He's not going to suddenly change and require different things than he's always required. He's always made it very plain to you in your life, hasn't he, what he requires? He's always been very, very upfront. He doesn't try to sneak something in a different way. He doesn't try to talk to us in riddles. You know, back in the when he was first teaching, and he talked in a lot of parables, but he doesn't talk to us in parables in this day and age. He just comes right out and talks to us. Yes. Tells us what he expects. Tells us what we are to do. We can expect God to be the same this year. He doesn't change. There's something else that we know for sure about God and what he's going to do and how he's going to be this year. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected ending." We know that God is working full time to get us to heaven. He doesn't have to share his time with other people, because he can work just as hard in our lives as the person that's sitting next to us at the same time. Yes. He's not limited in any way and in any scope. And he has thoughts of nothing but peace. You know, there are many people out there that feel like God is a vengeful God. And there are many people that say that, you know, God is going to get you for that. And, oh, you better straighten up, or God is going to do this to you or do that to you. Have you found God that way? No. Have you found him to be that way? Haven't you found him that at your deepest, darkest time, at the time when you feel like you've made a miserable failure and that you weren't a good witness or whatever, haven't you found God not to be there browbeating you down? Didn't you kind of expect it? You kind of expected, God's going to tell me off. He's going to tell, you know, he's going to. And he just spoke to us so kindly, so smoothly, so peacefully, told us not to worry, you know, told us what to do next time. He just doesn't change. He is not a vengeful God, not to his people. He is a vengeful God against the enemy and against sin, but not to his people. His people, peace. He doesn't think evil. He doesn't try to think. You know, there are many times that we as human beings, we look on those that we have authority over and we say in our heart, if they don't straighten up pretty soon, I'm going to do so and so. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I don't believe God does that. I don't know. He does not have to waste his time doing that. His time is all spent on how can I help them do better? How can I reveal this to them? How can I talk to them? And what kind of ways can I explain this better so that they can understand better? What can I do to help them? That's where he spends his time. He doesn't spend it wishing us evil. And he wants to bring us to an expected end. In other words, what is the expected end? All the way to heaven. All the way to the end. All the way to the end of what he wants for us. What he prepared for us. That's what he's working toward. You know, there are many times that we have people around us that offer and dangle a reward in front of us for certain behavior. Now, I wouldn't say that we should not be concerned about our behavior to get to heaven. We should be. But God does not dangle it and say, if you don't this, you're this. If you don't, if you don't, if you don't. He doesn't do that. What he does is he says, I have something special for you. I want you to have it. But in order to have it, you've got to move up. You've got to come forward. You've got to lay this aside. You've got to lay that aside. It's not good for you. It's not going to help you get there. He's always doing something like that for us. We're so thankful for that. In Job 23:10, it says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God knows the way that you take this year, just like he knew the way you took last year. Just like he got you through last year, he will get you through this year. Amen. He is a faithful God. He does not change. He knows the way that you're taking. He knows what's good in your life. He knows what's bad in your life. He knows what is going on. He knows how to help you. He knows how to get it across to you. He says, when he's tried me, I'll come forth as gold. He's going to allow things to come in our lives this year. Just like he allowed things to come in your life last year. And they worked for your good. And you learned things. And you humbled yourself. And you learned more humility. You learned what it meant to have grace. You learned what it meant to follow the Lord's instructions explicitly. You learned all these things because of what he allowed to come in your life. He's going to do the same this year, dear ones. There are some things coming. Last year, you didn't know what was coming, did you? And some of the things were shocking. Some of the things were they were almost more than our mind could take in. But God brought us forth. And he brought us forth as gold. He didn't just leave us there. We're not worse off right now than we were last year. We are better off. God helped us. He helped us to improve. He helped us to increase. This is his plan for us. This is what he's going to do. He's going to be the same this year. In Isaiah 59, it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, shall lift up a standard against him. We know that God is going to protect us, that he's going to come to our rescue. He's going to bless us. We know this already because of what he did last year. We know he's going to do that this year. We know that the enemy's coming after us. And we know that there's going to be a time when it's going to come in like a flood. It's going to feel overwhelming. It's going to feel like we can't make it. It's going to feel like we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. It's going to feel like that I don't know what to do next. But during that time, it says the Lord's going to lift up a standard against it. The Lord's going to put a stop. He's going to put a limit on what he can do. And that's the way it is. We find that out when we look into Job. And the devil told the Lord. The devil told the Lord that you've got a hedge around him. Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you know what a great revelation that was for us? The Lord has a hedge around us. The devil can't just do anything he wants. Because he would bring disaster after disaster after disaster for us. He would never give us a day's rest. He would never let us rest a moment of time. But the Lord has a hedge around us. And he only allows the enemy to come in according to his purpose. And what he can use to further the gospel. What he can use to further our walk in him. To make it all the way to heaven. So we can be assured that when the enemy comes in like that. And we had some times like that last year, didn't we? Some times that just, what can you say? They just take your breath away. And you wonder, Lord, how is this going to work? How am I going to do this? But he raises up a standard against it. Only lets it go so far. Moves the hedge a little, but only lets it go so far. He put limitations on the enemy. He told him, oh, you can go in, but you can't do this. Don't you know he does that same thing with us when he allows the enemy in? He says, you can't do this. He raises up a standard. And he says, this is as far as you can go. You can't go any further. Why? Because he's not going to bring anything against us that we can't bear. He told us he wouldn't. He knows how much we can bear. Oh, we don't. We think we don't want any. We don't have to bear it all. We don't want to have to bear it all. We just want it fairly easy and light and not many battles. But God knows that isn't good for us. He knows that that's not the way to get all the way to heaven. That we'll be a weak soldier and the enemy will creep up on us and get us in the end if we're not careful. So, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, he will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. God did that last year, didn't he? Just think back what you went through. He did that for you. When you didn't see a way out, he made a way. He made a way for you to get out. God is the same. He's going to be the same this year. He's going to bless you. You look back over what happened last year, you can count on him to be just as strong for you this year. You can count on him to be just as loving and kind and gracious to you this year. You can count on him to tell you when you're wrong, just like he did last year. He's going to tell you when you're wrong. He's going to tell you when you need improvement. He's going to tell you what to do and how to do it. And if you follow his ways, it'll be much easier. So, now, what can we expect from the devil? Oh, what kind of things did he pull last year on you? What kind of lies did he tell? What kind of things and tricks did he use? What kind of things came upon you suddenly and you wondered, where is this coming from? What kind of thoughts penetrated your mind and you said, ooh, where did that come from? All the different things that came your way, what were they like? The enemy of our soul. He's going to come the same way this year. Do you know that the enemy has no new things to use against you? They are all the weapons he has ever had have been used. And God has defeated them all. And we have defeated them all through God. He has no new ones. This is all he has. And the Lord has helped us to defeat him every time. Every time the Lord has helped us to defeat him. But he's going to be the same. He's coming after you. He does not change either. He does not all of a sudden feel compassion for you. He does not all of a sudden, though he may talk to you in his sweet little voice, trying to get you to fall for something. He might try to reason with you in the most reasonable way, trying to get you to look down a different path than what God wants you to look down. God is the same, and the devil is the same. He's still going to be the prince of the power of the air. He's still going to have some authority. He's still going to be able to go to and fro and here and there. And he's still going to be able to go out and tempt the saints. He's still going to be able to do those things. He's still going to be able to, in 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's still looking to kill you. He's still looking to devour you. He is not going to give up. He is going to be the same. You can count on him to be the same. As hard as he came against you last year at different times, you can expect the same thing this year. That he is going to come hard against you. There's going to be times that you despair as he comes against you. That you don't know the next step to take. That it feels so overpowering, so overwhelming. But that's his job. That's what he does. He's going to do that. But you can make it through. The Lord's going to make a way for you to make it through. In John 8 and 44 it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil told you nothing but lies last year. Now, sometimes we catch him right away, don't we? We understand it right away. We see it right away. He's lying. This is a lie. But there are other times that he appears as an angel of light. And he lies to you. And he gets you all worked up. And gets you all beside yourself with all of his logic and his soft speaking. See, if he came as a roaring lion, you would see it right away. But he doesn't always come like that. He is a roaring lion. But sometimes he comes with a still, small voice. Something to try to entice you, to try to get you to go his way. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has nothing good for you. Those that are out in sin, he has nothing good for them. He's a murderer. He's a liar. All the things that he tells you to stay away from him, from God, they're all lies. It isn't going to be like that at all. You're going to find out that it's not like that. The devil is going to be the same this year. He's going to be your enemy. He is going to try to be your friend. See, when you were out there in sin, he was your friend part of the time. He stood up for you. He told you you were right. He told you that they were wrong. He said, oh, poor you. They're taking advantage of you. They're doing this to you. They're doing that to you. Shame on them. He was your friend. He's going to try to befriend you this year too. He's going to try to make you think that the things that he's putting into your mind are the right way to go. I should say something. I should stick up for myself. I shouldn't just lay down and let them walk over me. I have a position of authority here. I need to be able to use my authority. And all the time, he's just a roaring lion. He's just seeking to devour you, seeking to kill you. He's going to be the same, dear ones. He's going to be the same. He's going to be a liar. He's going to continue on doing this. He's going to still be tricking you. He has many traps and snares and tricks. If any of us think that we are too smart for the devil, that he isn't going to pull something over on us, you just wait. Because he will. We've all fallen into a trap before. A snare. And we thought, Lord, how did we get here? And the Lord lets us know we weren't being vigilant enough. We weren't doing this. We weren't doing that. But the idea is that he has many tricks and wiles, tricky things. He's always trying to deceive. And he's good at it. He's good at it. He's been doing it for centuries, eternity. He's been doing this. He's good at it. And don't think that you're going to be smart enough to detect him every time. You won't. You won't see him in the beginning every time. The Lord will expose him before it's over so that you can get a good look at it and see it and defeat the devil in the end. But the Lord sees that you need to know that the devil has power and he is tricky. And that it will take the most dedicated saint to be able to thwart all the things that he's going to throw at us this year. In Galatians 5, it says, it talks about the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, and then it gives a long list. The devil's going to work with your flesh, dear ones. Our flesh we always have with us. We are going to have to beat down our flesh all the time. Our flesh wants things a certain way. We live in the flesh. We have many, many of the disciples that have said many things about the flesh. We have seen it work in their lives. We have seen it. We saw different ways and things that happened among the apostles and the people and how that God was able to help them. But the enemy was there. He was trying to stop them. And they fell for some of his wiles, some of his tricks. They gave in to their flesh here and there, just like you and I did in this last year. There were places along the way that we gave in to our flesh. We knew better. But we gave in. The Lord's teaching us how to deny our flesh. And we're going to learn it more and more every day. And as the hour approaches closer and closer we get to heaven, the more we're going to have to lay down the flesh. The more we're going to have to do. Not the less, the more. It's going to take more than we ever had before to get all the way to heaven. It's going to take more. All right. So what are the expectations of us? Guess what? God never changes. The devil never changes. But we are a variable. We change. We change. So whatever expectations you have for this year, it's going to be because of the changes you make. The changes you do is going to make it better for you this year. The holding on to the things you learned this last year, holding on to the things where the Lord has drawn you closer, holding on to what he's taught you, holding on to understanding the wiles of the devil, all those things, keeping those in the forefront, not forgetting, not being forgetful hearers, forgetful learners. We can have a better year this year. But we're the variable. We are the one. This is what we have. God is always going to be right. Yes. And good. The devil is always going to be wrong and a liar. And we get to choose whom we shall serve. You see what a great privilege we have that God gave us. We get to choose who we're going to serve this year. There were times last year that we found ourselves serving the wrong thing. And we had to make adjustments. And we had to come to the Lord and ask forgiveness. Because we didn't understand that this was part of the devil's territory and this was part of what he was doing. We just didn't understand it. But when we got a hold of it, we did something about it. See, we're the variable. God wants to take us all the way to heaven. The enemy wants to take us all the way to hell. And we get to choose. We're the ones that hold the power in our hands to choose. And we get to decide who we're going to follow. We get to decide how much of the flesh we're going to crucify. So in Galatians 5:24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. We get to decide how much of the flesh we're going to crucify. We get to decide what part we're going to look at and say, this is not good and I'm giving this up. This is not good for me. We get to decide. God will not make us. And the devil will do everything in his power to keep us there. And God will not make us move. But he will expose us. See, that's what happened this last year. There were different times on our walk that we got exposed. The Lord exposed us. He exposed what was happening and what was happening and what we were doing and what we were doing wasn't right. And we were shocked and concerned. So you get to decide how much of the flesh you're going to crucify. You get to descend. You get to decide how much of these affections and lusts for things. You get to decide how much you're going to lay aside. You know, there are people that live their almost their whole Christian walk seeing how many things they can keep and still be saved. It's kind of backwards, isn't it? How many things can I keep and still be saved? How many things can I lust after? How many things can I really love here? How many things can I really not let go of? How many things can I partially let go of and still be saved? We get to decide. We're the variable. God's always the same. The devil's always the same. We're the ones that change. We're the ones that God gave the capacity to choose who will serve, to choose the life we will live, to choose how much of the flesh and the affections and the lusts of our flesh we're going to give up. We get to choose. He can lead us down a path, but he will not make us. We get to choose what we will do. We're going to get to choose that the scripture says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things in the world. We get to choose. It's our choice. We get to choose how much of the world we're going to let into our lives. There's a scripture that says that we have to live in the world, but and we have to partake of some of these things, but we have to not abuse it. Not do the wrong thing with it. We get to choose. We get to listen to the Lord as he tries to lead us along the way and tell us this really isn't good for you. And if you will lay this aside, I can bring you to a deeper spiritual place. I can fill you up with more of the joys of heaven. If you're not so filled with the joys of the earth. But we get to decide. The enemy is going to try to tell us and reason with us. This, there's no harm in this. There's no reason to give this up. That you can do this part. Just give up this part. Yeah. This part over here is fine. It'll be fine. You know, and as long as you just don't do this, you'll be fine. You can still go there. Just don't do this. He's a liar. He is a liar. He's going to continue to lie to you this year. The Lord's going to continue to tell you the truth. And the devil's going to continue to lie. And you get to choose who you want to believe. You're the changeable one. You get to change. You get to choose. You have the power. In Mark 13:13, and it says, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." You get to decide how much you're going to endure. There are some people that endure only so much, and then after so much, they say, "That's it, I'm done. I'm not going any further. This is too hard." You get to decide how much you'll endure. You get to decide how much you're going to let men hate you. How much you're going to let them ride over your head and talk bad about you and all these things. You get to decide. There are some things you can't change. But you get to decide. There are some people that completely isolate themselves from the world and everything and all the people because they feel like, then I can serve the Lord. That isn't where it's at. It's going through all these hardships and going through people hating you and going through being despised and your family leaving you behind and your family not wanting to talk with you or deal with you. Be hated of all men for my name's sake. And we get to decide how much we're going to endure. The thing is, we get to decide how strong are we going to be. We're going to be a strong soldier or just have a weak soldier. Just a little bit. We get to decide how many of these weapons that the Lord has given, how many of them are we going to pick up today? How many of these weapons are we going to pick up? Or are we going to leave some of them just laying on the shelf? See, we get to decide. We're the variable. We're the changeable one. The Lord is going to be there encouraging you. Pick up your weapon. Do what you're supposed to do. Do this, do that. He's provided all manner of weapons and armor and everything that you need. He's provided. And he's trying to encourage you. Pick it up, pick it up. And the devil's saying, "You're busy. You're busy. You'll have time later. Put it off. You don't need it right now. Don't bother picking up that weapon right now." Why? Because I have some tricks and I have some things I'm going to do on you. And I don't want you having no weapon in your hand. I want you defenseless. So that I can work my ways. So the expectations of this next year are all in our hands. We can move from victory to victory to victory if we will. But we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to be a good soldier. We're going to have to be vigilant. We're going to have to not sit down and be weary and say, "Oh, I can't take anymore and this is too hard," and just try to escape in some kind of way. Or we're going to have to just pick up our weapons and go to battle. And when we're completely wore out and we don't hardly have any strength left, we're willing to swing that sword one more time. We're just willing to do it. We're willing to do that. And God will be there, strengthening us, helping us, diverting the devil, exposing the devil, breaking down his strongholds, taking down all of his roadblocks. The Lord will be there doing all those things for us and helping us as long as we're doing it his way. And the enemy is going to be there to thwart us on every hand. Do not forget that every day the enemy is going to come at you every day over something. Even if it's just a little war that goes on in your mind today. He's coming after you every single day. Because he is the same. He never changes. But the Lord is going to be there lifting up a standard against him. And we need to get on the side of the Lord. We need to be watchful, prayerful, have all our armor on, all of our weapons. We can't at ease sit down. We can't do that. And there's going to be times that we don't hardly have any breath left, any strength left. There's going to be times that we're going to be weary in our bodies, weary in our minds, just weary. But don't despair. Because as long as you put up any fight, the Lord is going to be right there with you. Amen. And He's going to take over where your strength runs out. He will take over. But He's not going to let you be full of all kinds of strength and you're not even using it and then Him take over. He wants to see you exhaust yourself fighting against the enemy, fighting for your place in heaven. He wants to see that. And He will step in when needed for you. He will block things. He will stop things. There are things that we don't even know last year that the devil had planned for us. That the Lord stepped in and said, no, can't do it. I won't allow it. So when we know, when things come our way this year, we know the Lord looked it over and He said, they can go through this. With my help, they can go through it. So we're going to have to call on Him. We're going to have to keep our weapons sharp. We're going to have on our armor. We're going to have endurance. We're going to have our minds made up. We're going to have to not be surprised when the enemy does what he always does. Why do we get so surprised? Oh, this is so horrible. I never thought, well, you may not have thought it, but the devil's been doing this kind of thing forever. Just expect him to. This is his job. He does it very well. So our expectations for this next year all depend, all of our victories depend on us following the Lord. On us relying on Him. Not our own strength. We don't have any. But there is a part we have to play. My son told me that he's saved now and that it's been so easy for him this time. And he said, it's because, Mom, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. He says, I'm reading, I'm praying, I'm doing my part. I'm getting to service. You know, I'm doing my part. He says, and I'm finding that it's easy. Listen, dear ones, it's the same way with us. No matter how far along the road you get, if you do your part, you will be able to get through it. You will find it easier than if you don't do your part. It will be such a struggle if you don't do your part. So your expectations this year depend on how you're going to handle yourself, who you're going to choose, how much you're going to work on yourself, how much you're going to deny yourself, how much you're going to fight against your own flesh, how much you're going to give up all the different things in the world that are distracting to you. The Lord, it's your choice. You get to decide how much victory you'll have this year by what you do and how you yield to the Lord. And how hard you fight against the enemy. Amen.
302. Let's stand. 302.